come. I look forward to the pleasure of your company for the next 1.5 hours. And very many thanks, as always, to Sue and Robert, who was masterminding the decks here in the studio. I hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. I have to say, it is strange sort of re-emerging, isn't it? It must be, the word I often kind of use is re-entry. You know, when you re-enter the world, it can take a little while. And I think that re-entering phase is a very exciting one to be in because you're not back exactly in normal life. So, in fact, your responses are sharper. You are less focused on the immediate and the urgent, which is usually a very good thing, and much more kind of plugged into what you're thinking about, where you're going. And that's kind of the mood for this afternoon's show, because we want to think about what is the important thing. I'm sure you know the quadrant, where the first one is whatever's urgent you tend to deal with, quadrant one, and quadrant two is what is important. And very often we're so busy dealing with what is urgent, we never get to quadrant two. And the other possible opportunities is to quadrant three, I think, is normally give it away to somebody else, i.e. delegate. And the fourth one is dump it, get rid of it. So this is a very good way to look at your business right now at the beginning of the year. The urgent things probably have receded a little bit into the background because everybody's having a holiday, had a holiday, and taking a while. And as this is the first Friday before we're all back in earnest on Monday, it's a very good opportunity to stop and think about what is really important. So I think the first thing to do that I'm going to suggest as you listen to some good music is maybe to write a list of 10 successes that you had last year. Always a good idea to go back and look at the previous year because it gives you a kind of a benchmark. So while we are listening to, we're going to have George Ezra, Blame It On Me. We'll listen to George Ezra and then Hello Dolly from Louis Armstrong. I suggest you write down 10 successes that you've had last year. Louis Armstrong. Did you watch the Judi Dench and Dustin Hoffman show that was on last night on TV? They had lots of wonderful Louis Armstrong songs on it. I have to say, it persuaded me to play something today because it's just so brilliant. It's so wonderful. So how did you get on with your 10 successes? I have to say, I've got 9, and then I started to go into things I hadn't done. And just to share with you, really, the thing that was a big success, and I suspect this is where we mostly feel our success and can claim it, is where, in fact, we turn something around that was going to be difficult, where we face a challenge and we actually make it work for ourselves. So for me, the biggest challenge this year was having to move out of my house, which had been flooded, and moving into somewhere else as yet unknown. And everybody I dealt with really, you know, I was a very small cog in a very large corporate machine and constantly passed from pillar to post. And I had the intention that when I moved, and I didn't know where I was going to move to or what was going to happen or anything, when I moved, I decided that I wanted it to be like a holiday. I wanted it to be a positive experience. So, the getting out, the living in the damp house, all of that was difficult. My family had to leave in a bit of a rush. So all of that was a problem, but I wanted to turn it into something good. So I wanted, when I found somewhere, I wanted it to feel like a holiday. And the first places that I was sent to by the insurer were really, you know, I found myself thinking, well, I suppose I could live here. And then I kind of racked it up against, yeah, but I said I wanted this to be a holiday. Does this actually feel like a holiday? I can remember I went to one particular flat in Marlow, next door to a pub, which, I mean, might have been all right. But it felt like hard work. the layout of the rooms was all very bitty. It was all very complicated. The kitchen was very small. There wasn't much light. I went to another one, which was much more open, but there was no light at all. There was no garden. There was no green space. Is that a holiday? Does that convey peace and ease? So what I did is every time I went off somewhere else, I ran this question, would this feel like a holiday? And then I had to think, what is involved in a holiday for me? And it certainly involved light, because light and sunlight. And it certainly involved a bit of a sense of space and a sense of ease, not cluttered and enclosed and complicated and difficult to live in. I didn't want anything where it was going to be a lot of effort. This was going to be some time off, effectively. And so I kept on going to places, and I went to houses, and, you know, this could do, but actually, I've got a huge lawn to mow here. I don't really feel like having a great big lawn to mow, although there's a beautiful view. And I went round and I saw lots and lots of places. And somewhere else over in Missenden didn't have basically a single cupboard in the whole place. So everything would have been, there'd have been nowhere to put anything away. So, you know, it would have been constantly tripping over stuff. Although it looked very beautiful, I didn't actually think it was going to be very easy to live in. And each time I went somewhere else, I discovered that my idea, which had been unformed when I first stated it, I actually had some quite precise ideas about what I wanted. And, you know, the biggest one was a nice outdoor space and some light and just easy to live in. And I must have looked at about 15 places probably in the end. And I decided to look myself, and I followed up. And eventually I found where I have wound up, it's very, very easy to live in. It has masses of light. It has lots of green space, but it's very close to Marlow High Street as well. So I've got all the buzz of the High Street. But the peace of being in a much quieter environment, it's close to the river, it's close to the High Street, and it has really felt like a holiday. And I do remember the first evening when I was actually going to bed, because I don't normally live in a flat, and this is a first floor flat, and, you know, I turned the light out, and finding the bedroom was just like three steps away. And how easy is that? And it also may helped me to realise, and of course this is all to do with the importance of holidays, the importance of a holiday is to realise actually the kind of the complications or the complexities that are built into your everyday life that you don't realise, that you take for granted, that seem very urgent, that even seem important. But actually, you get out of that environment and you have a completely different experience. So I think that's been my biggest success this year. Having the intention, when frankly it seemed a bit like a crazy thing to want, for the move to be like a holiday, and it has been, and it has, you know, it's given me a huge amount. It's given me a break, actually. So how did you do with your successes? I think what we'll do now is I found myself going into, oh, but I didn't do this and I didn't do that. And I've only come up with 9 successes, so I need a little bit more time to think about what the other successes are. So I invite you to do the same. Finish off your successes if you haven't. We'll have some more great songs. And you can now think about things that are unfinished, maybe, from this year that you really do want to do. You know, you may not have completed them and you wish you had. Not, you may not have completed them and what a great idea, actually I don't want to do that any longer. So look back on 2014 and think about anything that is half done. It was something that you wished you had done and you hadn't. Any regrets that can be rectified, that you want to put energy into changing. Because again, that's a really good, important thing to look at. So